Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the pilot episode of the Naturally Dead Wrong podcast.
Yeah,
I am with my co-host, Chanel.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you are here. And this is basically, I guess, kind of would be episode zero.
Yeah.
Not really fully fledged episode, just kind of letting you know what to expect on this brand new show, and I guess catch up a little bit and give you a little introduction to my new co-host. Hello.
I'm here.
You are here.
You were on a roll, so I was going to let you go.
It's okay. So it's been about a year since the last time. Well, I guess, first of all, it has been a year since the last time I recorded a podcast, but I know some of the former listeners of the Midnight Horror Show and or the Two Drunks in a Podcast may be joining us, whether it's actually calling into the show or just being a listener, which I fully appreciate. So I guess I will try to, in a small frame of time, which anybody who's ever heard me podcast knows, I tend to rant a lot.
Well, I'll time you.
This is good. And should I go too long, get me back on track.
I will attempt my best.
I appreciate it. Well, since the last time I recorded and the end of the Midnight Horror Show, what has happened? Let's see. What has happened?
So many things.
All top row of teeth yanked out of my forehead.
Ugh. Well, not your forehead.
I guess they call it the jaw.
Hey, I was going to say, Mr. Technicality, would you please get your facts correct?
Yes. They call it a jaw. I don't think so. I'm sorry. I do not include the top row of teeth and the bone structure that surrounds that as jaw. I just call it a part of my skull.
It is.
But that's an anatomy lesson for a totally different day.
Yes.
Got all that ripped out and got a full dental implant. Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great
and
time.
Oh, yes. Thankfully, you were there for the
second half. Poor Brooke was there for the first half.
Yes. Thank for the God. Two bloodbaths that ensued. Oh. Fun times.
Mm-hmm.
But since that time, did give up smoking and drinking soda.
Yeah.
Tons of fun, and actually not as hard as I thought it would be.
Good.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody I ever hear talk to about trying to quit, like, oh, I've tried 100 times, and I just can't do it. Well.
But how much money did you put in your mouth?
Thank you. I was just about to say, you know what? Spend about as much as you would for a car and dental work.
Mm-hmm. It will change your whole perspective.
Yeah, you won't worry about not smoking a cigarette. And I was actually doing the math a couple weeks ago, and 3.5 years from now, from all the packs of cigarettes that I would have bought from now until then, will pay off my surgery.
Yay!
Yeah! Granted, in 3.5 years, I'll still be paying for my surgery, but
you know what, though? After, you know, you're done paying for your surgery, that's just money you get to save because you won't have bad habits.
This is
any
true.
Longer.
Agreed.
And you have a beautiful smile for the rest of your life.
Yay!
Yay!
I don't look like I just got into a hockey fight.
Also a plus.
Yes. Let's see, what else has happened?
What else has happened, Lucas Payne?
Oh, yeah, don't really talk to the people who I used to podcast with for various reasons, which I'm sure if enough people that used to listen ask me enough, the story will get told. And me personally, I've got no problem telling it, but... No,
you don't want to break what happened on Facebook.
No, see, and this I do want to go into a little bit, because I think it's just funny. One of those people who I'm no longer speaking with, in his last words to me was, "And I don't want to hear you on any other podcast speaking about all this crap that has gone on." Which I find funny, considering, because I won't be talking to him, and, nor he me, one, why does he care? Two, what gives him the right to tell me I can't say something? Especially of all the crap I've said in the last 5 years, 6 years since I started podcasting. This would hardly be the worst. But, I don't know. It was just a very interesting time. But, like I said, for another day, that whole story will come up. But to set the record straight, even though I haven't had a chance to talk to either of them about it, the two people who I have literally never met before that I used to podcast with, no problem whatsoever with them. But not if you ask the other two that I did know very well. But that's okay.
That's all touch and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else happened?
What else happened?
The last time you heard from me. Oh, yeah, I started dating this woman. Yeah. Chanel. I don't
know. Yeah, that kind of happened, too.
Yeah.
Funny how that goes.
Yeah.
We just have known each other forever, though.
You know, it had been, what, 14? Trying to think. No, probably 13 years. No, even longer than that.
It would be longer than that.
If you consider your sister's party. It's been a while.
Well, I mean, it depends on if you go with when we knew of each other or when we were actually friends. So that probably wouldn't happen until my freshman year of high school.
Yes. So, about 14. No, yeah. Uh-huh. 14 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, God. Almost 14 years. Not 10 years just yet for me.
Yeah. We're growing old.
Now I'm going to cry. I don't want to talk about this. We need to move on.
You're the young one, so it's okay.
Well, you're older than me, so.
This is true. I'm staring down 30. Come on. And that's supposed to scare me. So everybody above 30 tells me. Yet it doesn't really bother me at all, because it's no different being 28 or 29 as far as I'm concerned.
No, I think that it's when you're past 30 that it's an afterthought of being 30, or when you should have when you were turning 30, you should have been scared. I think that's more of where that comes from.
Yeah.
I guess it's true. You're just not in you're not in your 20s anymore. It's kind of like when you weren't in your teens anymore.
Yeah. I mean, really, between the ages of 15-ish to 29, you could pretty much get away with the hell of a lot and just blame it on being too young. Young and dumb.
Yeah, but see, now with turning 30, we're evolving into the stage in our lives to where we had our 20s to kind of figure it out. Realize we didn't know everything in our teens, and that hell, we still don't know anything.
True.
But this is where I'm at. So I guess we should really have more of our shit together than what it is. Right.
Well, I guess you're supposed to by 30. You should know what you want to do with your life, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a profound question.
Have direction. But. That is neither here nor there. Because as you can hear from us right now, we obviously don't have that yet.
I have direction, but that's usually the direction to the nearest Starbucks.
Ah, touche.
So I don't know if that counts.
And I guess that's something else to talk about that's changed in the last year. The amount of coffee intake I've had in the last year has, like, surpassed how much I've had in my entire life.
You're welcome.
To you. Even though, you know, and for everybody out there, I am not what you would call a coffee drinker at all. Mm. My
you tell
father
that it
used
has to
like,
be laced with chocolate in order for you to drink it, though.
Well, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I roll.
I'm just saying you need to be honest with these people.
I am being honest. I was just saying that, you know, my father used to try to get me to love coffee so that I would actually wake up in the morning, I believe, in fourth grade. Yeah. Good time of life to give somebody massive amounts of caffeine.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Luckily, that didn't really kick, you know, after about 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. I've never understood the concept of burning your tongue until you can no longer feel it.
Oh, well, I don't do that, but I drink hot coffee all the time.
It's just never made sense to me.
Well, you gotta let it cool down. It's kind of like when you drink hot chocolate. You let it get
that nice. I kind of stay away from that as well, even though I love chocolate.
Yeah, well, I like hot tea, too. I mean, you have to, you know, get the temperature right. I mean, it looks steaming hot. You gotta wait for it to cool a little bit. I'll just start drinking it right away when it's scalding hot. I'm just saying, you know, you have to put this in perspective. It's kind of like when you
get
soup, you have to wait for it to cool down before you actually eat it, but it's still warm. It's not
That's
cold.
True. That's true. I have been known to burn myself many times on a hot pizza.
See?
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
A lot of people listening, at least at this stage, know about me, but they don't really know about you, Miss Chanel.
Okay.
That was just a little nudge to
try to get me to say something about myself.
To attempt to.
My life is not that exciting. I attempt to blog. I'm an attempt at blogging. So I'm a part-time blogger. I've never podcasted before.
But you were a podcast listener.
Yes, until I got wildly offended by one of the two drunk podcasts during one of yours. Actually, I think it was Brian's rant. And I stopped listening. Yep. And then we started dating, and then I was like, well, I guess maybe I should listen to it. So then I started listening to the Midnight Horror Show, and then, of course, things erupted. And that abruptly ended the listening of that show.
Yeah, so anybody who listened to Two Drunks in a Podcast knows that we were excited about the whole process of podcasting, and we basically started it because it gave us something to do. And at that point, only being out of high school for about 5 years, we kind of expected a little bit more support.
But, you know, in all honesty, there wasn't a lot of us who knew about it, especially not at the beginning.
True.
I mean, granted, I wasn't stalking your Facebook site at that point to see anything.
Because we were on MySpace.
Exactly. Well, see, the time period, so shot. And then when I was on MySpace, I didn't even search out people's page. I was more concerned about the way mine looked, considering that was the big thing on MySpace.
This is true.
I didn't even know if we were friends on MySpace.
I don't even know.
I don't think we were.
Well, I hardly even went to mine. I think you could still find my page, and I've got all of these codes that it like snows down my page. Kind of crazy. But I basically built my page and then left it.
Yeah.
It just sat there because I was working on the Midnight Horror Show. I mean, the Two Drunks in a Podcast page the whole time.
Well, you know, I think the only reason I knew about the podcast was from Kara. Because at one point she lived there.
Right.
So I think, you know, she knew about it and she told me. Then I found it and I was like, oh, okay. And that was pretty much it. And then you guys ranted and I was like, and done. So that was pretty much it.
And like I told Chanel in the past, she could have just, you know, emailed us. Bitched us out to make us apologize, but no.
Oh, make
you guys. She took
the
passive-aggressive way out.
I did. I barely, you know, I barely talked to either one of you at that period in time. I mean, when I actually did talk to you guys, it was when I showed up with Kara one night.
True.
Like, hey, guys, remember me? I'm a flight attendant now, and I still exist.
Break into a house and scare the shit out of each other.
That is another story for another night.
Yes. Which I've kind of covered. We've covered a little bit on Midnight Horror Show, but it'll definitely be better to get your side of the story.
You guys covered that on Midnight Horror
Show. Oh, yeah. You kidding
me? Oh, my God. That
Why
night
wouldn't
was
it?
Crazy.
It had to do with hauntings.
I don't know. Did you say everything that happened in that night, though?
No.
No. Did you guys just talk about when we swore we all heard something? Was it upstairs?
Exactly.
Downstairs?
And then the whole process of playing the stupid teenagers in a horror flick where you run toward the noise instead of away from it.
I'm not really scared, though, either. Like, I was scared, but I didn't have a weapon of any type.
That's true.
Because I had nothing. Kara had the flashlight. Brian had the video camera. And you had the
machete. And I had the machete.
Yeah, see, you were the one that was equipped the best. I, on the other hand, was just kind of like, well, I can't fucking see because I don't have the flashlight. I don't have documentation via video footage of what might actually happen to me. Or
true.
Have a machete to, like, kill someone. So I need to fucking grab someone. And, of course, I grabbed Kara. So I was... because at least we had light and a heavy object to beat people.
This is true. However, then going up the stairs, seeing the axe sitting there, didn't really sit very well with me.
Yeah, but then didn't Brian pick up the axe? And at that point, I figured the curse went on to him and he'd be the one that was killed.
This is true.
That's how my mind worked in that scenario. I mean, I was like, well, I gotta look for my way out. I could be like, look, I didn't touch it, dude. I left it right where it was at. You.
And that is a story we will have to retell from front to end at some point. But I think we should kind of let these people know what to expect from an actual episode of Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast.
Yeah. We should, shouldn't we? Maybe. It could be a big mystery.
This is true.
They would have to solve by listening.
Unfortunately, it would be solved in 1 week. So.
Oh, yeah. They would just listen and be like, oh, this is it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can stop listening. I'm good.
No, don't stop.
No, never stop. Basically, we're not going to just cover one thing.
No.
We are going to cover a wide variety of topics of... And one thing that's definitely different from all of the podcasts I've done in the past is it's not going to be completely male oriented. Obviously.
I was about to say.
Well, it could be, but I have one upset co-host. To say the least.
Co-host, so, girlfriend, you know, it all kind of...
Yeah.
Not good for you.
No, not at all. But, okay, so I know that I will definitely be, you know, covering games occasionally because I am a big gamer.
No, not you.
Never me.
Oh, God.
As far as if I've got free time... I'm probably playing Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
To which, just for anybody listening, if you would like to play a game on Xbox 360, you can send a request to Wolfman Lucas. Yes, you know that from the other show, if you had listened. But if you haven't, feel free to go ahead and send a request. But if you do, send a message along with it. So I know you're just not a random person I had got my ass kicked from in some random game. I usually don't accept their friends. I don't want to get my ass kicked over and over again, which is usually the case.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're back. That's good. They can play with you. That's great. I do not have an Xbox 360. They cannot play games with me.
Not yet.
No.
Time.
Yeah.
And that's also one of the things I've enjoyed as our relationship has evolved.
Is the fact that I'm...
You also become a, quote, unquote, gamer.
Scary.
But mostly with the iPad/iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And
Angry Bird.
Every time I get a new game that I like, I get her hooked on it.
Cut the rope.
And then she gets really addicted to it.
Zombie farm.
And I get her on a different game.
Bejeweled. Yes, you do. Congratulations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My life is now filled with endless amounts of gaming.
You call it gaming. I'll just stick with entertainment. There's never a dull moment.
Well, no, but when you're laying in bed going, oh my god, I cannot play another round of Diamond Mind and Bejeweled, or I'm not going to get any sleep. It's not good. It's an addiction. It's something that needs to be taken care of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what sleeping pills are for. That's okay.
Don't worry now. I can just medicate myself.
Exactly. And the more you grow into your addiction, you'll learn ways to get sleep.
Have you met me? And the fact that I like to take medications that aren't needed if you can naturally do things. I don't feel like the fact that I can't just put my iPod touch down and walk away should not result in me then taking sleeping pills. So then when I finally pass out from them working, I wake up with drool on my iPod touch. Like, I don't feel like that's payoff. Like, no.
That's why you've got to get one of those plastic covers for your iPod Touch.
Well, yeah, because
don't want to ruin it.
Oh, no. And then I couldn't game, and that would, you know, ruin
exactly.
the addiction.
Oh, I guess that's another thing I could put down as to what has happened to me in the last year since you all have heard me. I was stupid enough to be swinging my iPod Touch around, you know, having my headset hooked up to it. And casually swinging it, and naturally it unhooking from my headset, and falling into a cup full of Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it is, it works. I'm able to load shit on there, kind of use it as a hard drive, but, yeah. No more of the touch screen action.
Yes, but you did also buy an iPad, so the need for the iPod Touch is kind of not necessary.
Kind of, except for the fact that shortly after getting my iPad, my cat decided to do a little dance under my feet and made me drop it. So
yes, the cat was the culprit, yes.
Yes, I'm blaming the cat.
You were so afraid that I was just going to let it fly out of my hands in your car. I'm glad the cat did it. The cat
yeah.
and I have become closer and better friends because of this. So yeah,
this is true. Mm-hmm. I've seen the way you look at it when you come by.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, cat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, little shed.
Thank you.
For being a little shed.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so back on track. We were talking about what the show content was going to be.
This is true. As I said, definitely going to be covering gaming periodically. Our favorite movies, music, as it comes about, you know, do little reviews here and there.
Next year, the bill.
Oh, of course. See, and this is something else you all need to know. After being tormented on my last shows about being a Bills fan, I was so lucky to have been blessed with a girlfriend who, without me pushing it on her.
No, I love the Bills.
Is a fan of my favorite football team.
Yep. Go Bills.
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
We will live in obscurity as long as we have to, but we will never give up on our Bills.
No, never. I own too much gear for that.
Yes. And I guess around September or so, we will definitely be having a Naturally Dead Wrong podcast fantasy football league.
Woo!
This, I'm also glad she is into. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Gotta play the fantasy football. Although I'm a sore loser. People just should know this now. I trash talk horribly and I can't take it, but it's a great time.
Oh, indeed. But, you know, once you start losing, you start not paying attention, so...
I do, yes. I'm horrible at that. Apparently, from what they tell me in the work league, that's not how it should be, that I should, you know, then still pay attention and participate. Apparently, it's one of the etiquette rules of fantasy football.
Well, but I don't have very good etiquette. I say it all comes down to you've always got a chance to make the playoffs. And all you have to do is make the playoffs, and anything can happen. As we can already tell by what happened last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had already heard, but with Tebow, oh, I really dislike him. But that's just me. Whooping up on the Steelers.
Yeah, I heard that.
That just kind of proves that anything can happen once you get into the playoffs, and is a lesson to you for the future.
You know, he's got Jesus on his side. I mean, he does T-bowing. It's a sight. It's now a verb, you know.
Oh,
shit happens.
Yeah, shit does happen. And unfortunately, it's all his shit. What he wants to happen, happens.
Well, it's the power of the universe.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So, we've got sports, entertainment.
Beauty. Woo!
And that's what I was going to call out to you. To get into your female, your girl power subjects.
Girl power?
I'm sorry.
Did you literally just use girl power?
What can I say?
With me?
I kind of.
When did I become a Spice Girl?
I was trying, the name of the band just couldn't get off my tongue. I was about to say, I had them in my head. I don't know why. But it came up.
I'm highly offended.
I apologize. But
girl
then again,
power.
It is the reason for the name of this show. I am naturally dead wrong.
You are naturally dead wrong, and I'm glad that you realize this and maybe be able to come to terms with it a little bit.
I think it's going to be one of those relationship tips that most men, that I will give out to most men that listen to this podcast. As long as you realize that you're actually dead wrong, then everything's okay. Everything should go rather smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not agree?
I do, but that's because I like for you to tell me that I am right when I am right and that you are naturally dead wrong.
Well, and that's one thing I'm lucky about. I'm not a stickler for having to be right. I'm just a stickler for technicalities.
Well, and I'm a stickler on being a woman, and most women are always naturally dead right, so.
Touché.
Always works out.
Okay, so you've got beauty.
Yes, I will attempt to have beauty. We'll attempt to talk about beauty.
I was about to say, you have beauty. What are you talking about?
We don't want to make people puke on this podcast.
Not yet. It's still early. But I figure if they've made it 29 minutes in,
we're good to go.
They'll be here.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed. Let's hope your male audience that you're bringing over is, you know, looking for the newest, hottest beauty trend.
Well, see, here's the thing. I was actually thinking about how we can work this for men as well. Not giving them beauty tips, but with some of the stuff that you review and talk about.
Make them unisex?
I think of it more as a gift guide ideologue.
I see. Things that they could get their...
Being a man, it's not always easy to shop for a woman.
Not always easy to shop for a man, especially when they give you no ideas.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fine. You can play that card.
You couldn't see. There's no way you could possibly be talking about me.
Oh, yeah. You're decisive.
Oh, of course. I am the most decisive person in the world. I also am not always truthful when talking about how decisive I am.
And that would be a true statement, yes.
Yes.
Technically, that's correct.
Exactly. That's the way my mind works. I've got to work it out.
So the men could take notes of what I say and they could buy it for their ladies. Is that your point that you're trying to make?
Exactly. You can help our male audience score bonus points with their lady.
Well, really, all they need to know then is Tiffany and Company. You learned well. They can, too.
Indeed. So we've got sports, entertainment, beauty.
Yeah.
And we will also be covering some news, as most podcasts you listen to do. However, we're not just going to be, or I shouldn't even say we're not just going to be, we're not really going to be talking about all of the popular news that you hear on every other show because, well, you already hear about it on every other show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically going to be trying to give you some other news, some odd news, some wrong news.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, other than, obviously, once we've gone for several episodes and get feedback, we will naturally be reading those and responding on air as well as off air, which hopefully, luckily, with your help, we should be able to do a hell of a lot better job of, you know, corresponding off air than we did on the previous podcast, as far as at least letting you know ahead of time that, hey, thank you for your email. We'll get to that. Instead of, hey, I really hope you're listening, because unless you are, you're not going to know that we responded to your email. So that, that at least that is progress.
It's always good to have progress.
Indeed. So, other than all, oh, and also another, not really battle of the sexes, but kind of a male.
It's a cheeky version.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of kind of, I don't know if we're going to do it every other week or once a month, something like that. We'll be doing some quizzes and, naturally allowing you all to play at home as well.
Yes, we'll make sure there are current quizzes that you can find and or take in magazines that are already released, not ones that you have to find.
Not ones that haven't come out yet.
Well, or the ones that I have sitting in my closet from like 3 years ago. That's not fair.
Well, but see, here's the thing. As long as we give them what I guess we would say the guide is,
okay,
as far as what your response equals,
then
it doesn't matter what it comes from, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Just to give you a little bit more leeway when you're actually picking some of these quizzes.
Oh, thank you for the leeway.
You're very welcome. I try to give you as much leeway as you can handle. That's pretty much going to be the show, other than just anything else we feel like discussing, stories, what happened to us today, or whatever the hell we feel like talking about, other than the normal segments. That's pretty much the breakdown of what will be the Naturally Dead Wrong podcast.
Mm-hmm.
However, go ahead.
I just said mm-hmm.
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 So, I guess not really much more to say in this episode zero, the pilot episode of Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast,
mm-hmm.
Except that we have, even though it's still in the infancy, we have started up our Twitter feed and our Facebook page, which Facebook right now isn't facebook.com/naturallydeadwrongpodcast or anything like that. I've still got to get that worked out. But right now you can go on Twitter and follow NDW Podcast, and we will be letting you know when the episodes will be coming out, when we're recording, and pretty much anything else we feel like sharing with you at that time.
Well, there's already one tweet.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I am going to work on getting a voicemail set up. However, good old K7 currently isn't allowing anybody else to get a new number. Even though we've been using those since 2006, I guess they may have finally gone through all their numbers. I don't know. But even if we can or can't get that, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can always email us at naturallydeadwrongpodcast@yahoo.com. And you're welcome for that incredibly short email address.
Hey, that is your fault.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It is.
It is.
You just do it, and you didn't ask, and then instead of it being NDW Podcast, like the Twitter, it's that long thing.
But on the bright side, at least when somebody says, oh, what is the email address for the the Nationally Dead Wrong Podcast. Damn it, that's what it should have been. Mm-hmm. Ah!
No.
But it's okay. No.
No.
No. Because I'm not nationally dead wrong. Naturally, I'm dead wrong.
Naturally, not nationally, naturally.
So, and just so you all know when we'll be doing all this, other than checking on Facebook and on Twitter, we will normally, hopefully we'll keep the same schedule and not go crazy with lapses, but we'll be recording every Monday, so this will be a weekly episodic adventure.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, you know, some of these will go up on Tuesday night, but just so everybody knows, you can always check every Wednesday morning. For now, it'll probably be through Podcast Alley. But within the coming weeks, that will get also put on iTunes. So you could just have that syncing every week. You won't even have to do anything except make sure you're updating your podcasts on iTunes.
And pressing play to listen.
You will have every single episode.
Yay.
Yay. So I'd like to thank you for taking time out to listen to the pilot episode of Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast. I'm Lucas sitting with, or not really sitting with, but
yes,
talking across
there,
a couple hours.
And I'm here.
Interstate. With Chanel.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.